This episode of Real Talk Podcasting is brought to you in part by YourTechReport.com and the Your Tech Report podcast. YTR cuts through the megapixels, gigabits, and geek speak with reviews, unboxings, and insights that answer the two questions consumers care most about. Is this new gadget, service, or product worth my money? And should I actually buy it? If you're looking to answer those questions for yourself before your next tech purchase, visit YourTechReport.com first. And save yourself the hassle of returning something that didn't live up to the hype. Once again, that's yourtechreport.com. Hey there, and welcome to episode 9 of Real Talk Podcasting. My name is Tanner, and I'm joined by my co-hosts, Pedro and Roman, who are here. They're here now. I can see them. They're back from their prospective vacays and breaks. Pedro, how's the family?
Doing great. Good to be back.
Roman, how is the Amish country?
Going back.
You've had enough of electricity.
Without a mic.
So, Pedro, how'd you spend the time, man? What'd you guys do? Some Easter stuff? Peeps?
Yeah, peeps and chocolate bunnies.
But you, Roman, do they have peeps in Amish country? Probably not, right?
They had a bunch of candy. I mean, I got back Sunday morning, so I still like did dinner and stuff with my family. But
so friend of the show, Quinn, actually taught us all something. I don't know if you knew this before, Roman, but it was definitely news to me, and I think it was news to Pedro, that within the Amish community, there's like a technical tester group of Amish people who will test out a piece of quote-unquote technology and determine whether or not the Amish community can adopt it safely, like, and still be within the, I don't know, within the rights of their faith or whatever, their lifestyle is. And so, for example, an example of that was the bicycle. Some members of this, I guess, technical team of Amish people would test the bicycle, and it was ultimately decided that the bicycle was not a good adoption for the Amish community because it enabled you to go too far too quickly from your family, and I thought that was super interesting. Did you find that they were really family-oriented, Roman? I guess that's an obvious yes, right?
I only saw them in their carriages and, like, hanging around in the field. And they didn't ride bikes. They rode these like bike scooter hybrids. So it was a bike, but you just push it with your foot. Like there's just a little platform. So I guess they didn't want to go fully automatic in terms of, you know, cruising. And I think Quinn mentioned that they need things to not take them far away from home. So
got to keep them close. All right. Well, since last week I had to kind of carry this thing on my own, I'm going to turn it over to you guys and I'm going to put my feet up on the desk and just kind of chill and watch you all do the hard work. And that's coming up next. Pedro, you've got news from the world of road, quite a lot of it, actually. Why don't you go ahead and take it?
Yeah, so those that know the Rodecaster Pro, they just came out with a new beta firmware update, 2.1.2. Now, with this update, I thought it was really cool because you have some pretty cool functions that we end up utilizing and make it a little bit better for your production. One being a USB MIDI control now. Now you can actually synchronize to your DAW, meaning all the sliders that are on your Rodecaster Pro can now control the sliders and inside your DAW, inside that mixer that you're using. So I thought that was pretty cool. You put your gain up, down, whatever you have, and you use it as a MIDI controller. So that was cool.
Does that move in both directions? Can I manipulate sliders in the DAW and have, or faders in the DAW and have them move on the board?
No.
Son of a gun.
Yeah. That would be cool.
That's next road. We want version 3 of this thing.
Yes, yes. And there's some other things that are cool. You know, if you do live streaming, they integrated to where you can use your pads to switch capabilities, different cameras. Works with OBS, Ecamm Live, two of the ones that you would use for that type of production. You also have the new sound pad swear button. Somebody's going to say a cuss word like holy, you know, then it bleeps it out. Yeah, this update also had drivers for Windows, so a little more stability with the audio performance, as well as new languages on the actual board itself to include Chinese, Spanish, German, Italian, French, Japanese, and Korean. So that's definitely going to be a game changer. It's still in beta. If you have troubles with it, write them down, send them over a ticket so that way they can look into why it's not working the way it should be.
And Pedro, for anybody who has a Rodecaster Pro and doesn't know how to update their firmware, it's really easy. Can you walk them through it?
Yeah. So you go to the Rode.com website. They'll have the packet that you have to download. You download that packet. You then turn on your Rodecaster Pro and you open your companion app that's on your laptop after you install that packet. And you go to your settings, update firmware. It'll download it, everything. And then it'll synchronize to the board. You turn your board off, turn your board on again. Bam, it's done there. Good to go.
And it's true that if everybody already has the companion app, that they can just open the companion app and the companion app knows that there's a firmware update, right? It'll pull it automatically.
That is correct. The companion app does. As long as it's connected to your internet, it knows that it needs to update.
That's awesome. I want to go back to something you said because it got me really excited. I didn't know that this was a thing. I guess I didn't read the full press release, I guess we could call it, of this new update. And I missed the part about being able to map the pad keys to things like OBS. This gives it a function kind of like a Stream Deck, right?
Yeah. So in essence, only for the like camera settings and vision capabilities that it has. But yes, it gives it that feel like a Stream Deck. You have the buttons. You want to switch to a different camera. You hit one of the pads and you switch cameras just like you would with the Stream Deck.
So like scene switches, for example, it could just do that.
Yes.
That's awesome. I know one of our friends, Danny DeHeck, is going to be really happy about that. Has he updated his yet? I feel like you talked to him, Pedro.
Yes, he did update. Good old Danny did update, and he was hitting us left and right the other day with the swear button. So, yeah, he's having fun with his new Rodecaster.
So we know it works. And we're back, and it is Roman's turn. Roman, what do you got for us?
Yeah, so there's a report of this device that Spotify's calling a car thing, which is a very unique name, obviously not. It would allow podcasters to interact with listeners. So it's basically a voice-controlled podcast and music device that they've been working on since 2019. You can basically put it to your car's dash or like attach it to the vent, and it will be Bluetooth enabled to your phone. So basically, it enables podcasters and listeners to basically interact. So listeners through the device can basically comment and pin things in response to, you know, the piece of audio that they're listening to, or in general, and podcasters would be able to respond as well. And if they want, block comments and block specific listeners, things of that nature. And it's basically kind of going into the space of, obviously, we've spoken before, you know, I mentioned it. I feel like Spotify is making all the right moves to overtake Apple Podcasts and just be the prominent player in terms of creators, especially podcasters.
Who's doing that?
Spotify.
Is getting better than who?
Apple Podcasts.
Who's Apple Podcasts? What's that?
I don't know. I forgot about them.
I'm beginning to forget about them too.
But, you know, when you start doing all the wrong things or not listening to a community, they're going to go elsewhere and be enticed by, you know, enhancements and features on other platforms. So this car thing, like I said, they've been working on it for a while. It was initially like a, you know, R&D thing to capture information and do like a test for Spotify to, you know, get insights. But it looks now like it's going to be like actually released as a device or a product for more interaction. And then basically the article also ties into live audio as well. Spotify apparently this week is solidifying to acquire Locker Room, which is basically enhanced live audio in terms of an experience. So they're really trying to, you know, be, I guess, on the cutting edge on multiple fronts in that sense.
God, Locker Room has been around for ages. I feel like that company's 10 years old, unless I'm confusing them with something else. But something that you talked about, so this reminds me kind of like the Alexa car thing. Like, is it a device that's like that? You stick it to your dash, you talk to it?
I mean, you don't necessarily, I mean, you're listening to whatever you're listening through it. So different artists and creators, not only podcasts, and it will basically create an interactive element where that creator can respond back and they'll see those responses as well. And it's voice enabled. So like you said, you know, people aren't going to be driving and, you know, pushing this little thing on your vent or attached to your, you know, dash. So it'll be kind of fully voice controlled as well.
It looks like an aftermarket, like television screen that you would replace your factory radio player with. Radio player, what age am I from? But that's what it looks like. It's something between a Zune and a GPS.
Yep, it's kind of awkward. Like I said, they've been working on it for, you know, 2 years at this point. So I don't know what direction they're eventually going to go with it or scrap it, but it looks like they were going one direction in terms of just capturing data and insights to now conceptualizing this to be an interactive experience in terms of, you know, commuters and people in the car that, you know, listen and utilize Spotify. I don't know, maybe they delayed it because of, you know, the pandemic and people driving not as much and commuting not as much. I mean, that's just speculation, but I feel like, you know, I guess this car thing, maybe they'll come up with a better name and customize it and enhance it in time for people when they're starting to go back to the office or, you know, not working at home so much.
I'll tell you what, I don't like the idea of putting it on the vents. I mean, I don't know how many of you out there have clips that hold the phone with a magnet on the vent and the vent just slides down and your stuff falls on the floor. That's not a great experience. But it seems like there's an alternative, maybe like a more permanent type connection as well. I'm not really, the diagrams are not exactly clear, but this thing seems pretty thin. Looks like it would be pretty lightweight. It would have to be if it went on your vent anyway. But pretty cool. When you talked about the commenting, that reminds me of SoundCloud. So like on SoundCloud, you can drop a comment at a certain waypoint and you can see it. So you're saying that as I'm listening to a podcast, I could say, Spotify, leave a comment. What would you like to say? This is the coolest podcast I've ever listened to. And Roman's talking about dope shit. And then it shows up.
Yeah. And then I would be notified somehow, obviously, maybe through the Spotify for Podcasters dashboard or, you know, whatever email that's associated with. And then I would be able to respond real time to that.
So Roman, from a digital marketing standpoint, like, do you see any possible new plays coming through this way of interacting? I mean, I think it's pretty cool in concept anyway. Maybe you're going to be able to talk to your adverts.
I mean, I guess like, you know, newer cars have app enablement so you can, you know, stream or listen directly from like Spotify currently. So it's not like one of those experiences that's necessarily unique from a listener standpoint. Obviously, like this device is Bluetooth enabled, but the whole communication aspect and learning about audiences, I think, is the digital play. So, you know, you could possibly, if you have communities elsewhere, you can say, hey, go listen on Spotify and tell us what you think real time, and we'll be sure to get back to you or have a dialogue or conversation. So, I mean, you can engage audiences that way and really personalize, you know, your messaging and really get to know each listener per se individually, which obviously no other platform really offers in that sense. So that would be the other appeal to make your Spotify account as a podcaster your primary destination point to drive listeners to in that sense, because they can interact and engage with you. And maybe that way Spotify also engages and attracts more podcasters to, you know, be creators and whatever else they're working on in terms of paid subscriptions, because this will also be a paid subscription enabled too. So you can listen to the podcast or the content that you subscribe to through this car thing device.
So I'm thinking about this in comparison to, you know, the Alexa for the vehicle thing. And I'm thinking about newer cars definitely have, I feel like, and I don't own one, so I might be wrong about this, but I feel like Alexa car or whatever they call it is for cars that don't have that smart dash. So they're for older cars. So I would think that this must be for a market of people who don't have newer cars with fancier in-dash displays and basically computers at this point. So should we expect, you think, to see like an app-based version of this coming to newer mobile vehicles? What other kind of vehicles are there? Newer vehicles that have those richer in-dash displays? And if so, does the article you read say anything about maybe the Spotify app itself beginning to support this? Like, could I listen to a podcast on Spotify eventually and just be able to say, you know, Spotify will probably name their personal assistant Becky or something? And do we have a male personal assistant yet? Does that exist? Steve? Hey, Spotify Steve, leave a comment. Like, I would do that.
No, it's like Scuba Steve, too close.
But so do you think they'll do that? You think they'll go the app way? I mean, it seems like this is almost like cart before the horse to come out with the hardware instead of making it. The expense to them has got to be more doing this, right?
Yeah. But like I said, I think the primary notion was to capture that user behavior and give them more insights. And I think that would have been more valuable to them in terms of programming and how people actually engage through this device real time. But I mean, they could widely roll it out. I mean, they've been making play after play after play in terms of enhancing their experience and offering things in terms of obviously paid subscription rollouts for podcasts. I know Joe Rogan has that video component, which I've heard. I haven't really utilized it or watched it on Spotify, but that's supposed to be a rollout at some point for other podcasters if they smooth out that transition and create it to be a better experience than having your, you know, video or versions of video of your podcast on YouTube. So they may take things away from YouTube at some point, just like Joe Rogan moved his video catalog over as well. So, I mean, I don't put it past them to have a wide release to, you know, other consumption methods.
Second half of the show, Tanner got a little bit lazy this week and did not collect questions from listeners. My bad, y'all. Sorry about that. We're also recording a day earlier, so I just wasn't prepared. I wasn't ready. I didn't do a good job this week. But we do have two things that we want to talk to you about. And the first is a post-COVID RTP shindig that we are in the very, very early stages of planning. And we're trying to figure out whether or not people are interested in it, whether or not it'd be something y'all would show up for. We're being a little hush-hush about the details because we don't exactly know what form it's going to take yet. But Pedro, who came up with this idea? I feel like this was your idea, and I think it's a great one. I would just really like to meet some of the people that we've made friends with on Clubhouse and Fireside and all these other places, and it'd be pretty fun.
Yeah, no, it's definitely one of the things that has been on my mind after, you know, the inception of RTP and us as a podcasting unit, and then, you know, the forming of Plosive Monster Media. Through all of us. And I think it would just be cool to have a shindig, something along the lines to where we all get together, like you said, post-COVID, to be able to connect and network in real time, face-to-face, with all the people that we have connected with over the past, you know, 8-9 weeks on Clubhouse and other platforms. So it'll definitely be interesting once we do iron out the details.
Well, therein lies the rub, right? The details. We're trying to debate between, do we do this by land? Do we do this by sea? Do we need Paul Revere to do something? Is that a thing that Paul Revere did? One if by land, two if by sea?
One if by land, two if by sea.
Do we need to do something like that? I kind of want to put a call out in the same way that we did voting in like the second episode. If you guys would like to see the RTP shindig in, I hope, 2021, that's what we would hope for. If you'd like to see it be ocean-based, go to rtp.link/ocean. You don't have to do anything else. Just go to that link and we'll know that you visited it and that'll count as a vote. You don't have to do anything else once you get there. And if you think it should be land-based, then go to rtp.link/land. Again, you don't have to do anything. You just have to visit the link. That's it. We're tracking. We know what you're doing and it'll count as a vote. Roman, what would you prefer? You want to get your chill on in the ocean or you want to do it inland? Are you a water guy?
In the air.
In the air.
Just refuel nonstop.
Oh yeah, you've seen those sequences of movies. That's pretty cool. Yeah, we could have to do like a soul plane thing. I mean, we couldn't. We'd have to call it something else, I think, but we could do something like that. That'd be cool. No, that's not an option, you guys. We can't do it by air. Land or sea, visit the links and let us know. Roman, if we did something by land, what would you hope we did? Like at the hangout, what do we have to do? I say kegger has to be part of it. We've all got to have some brewskis and just kind of hang. What about you, man?
I mean, it depends where it is. I mean, there could be some like cool activities. I mean, there's a lot of all-inclusive places that are hurting in the Caribbean, you know, in Florida, Mexico, with a lot of activities, you know. I mean, obviously some of it would be like, you know, making those connections and taking them offline, doing obviously some educational stuff and bouncing ideas off each other, possibly developing business relationships out of that, but then doing things like bonding stuff, like, you know, zip lining. I'm going to go for number three in terms of swimming with sharks. Whoever's down is down. I actually hate heights, but I've been skydiving and ziplining and all this other nonsense. So I believe in somewhat conquering your fears. But like, I mean, there's a lot of interesting stuff. And I feel like being crammed and stuck to mainly one location for most people, kind of getting out of that and actually doing activities outside and whatnot, I think is, I guess, bond building. And I guess builds this whole movement even further.
What about you, Pedro? If we did something by land or sea, what would you want to do?
Is there going to be streaking involved?
Depends on how successful the kegger is, I guess.
Exactly. No, you know, again, networking, events, and kind of like small little breakout roundtable discussions. You know, we can have some specialized type discussions with the different genres of podcasting and stuff that everybody dabbles in that we've talked to. You know, the subject matter expert have, you know, I don't want to say keynote speakers, but have some speakers that are going to, you know, talk about some of those things and collaborate with something of that nature. And then just having fun, just really connecting and, you know, getting out of that lockdown mindset and, you know, kind of letting loose a little bit. There will be some adult beverages, a lot of adult beverages involved.
Remember, Pedro's from the Navy, so there will be plenty of adult beverages involved.
Yes.
And he'll vote for by sea.
By sea.
Yeah, Pedro's going to commandeer a submarine. We're going to go under the sea.
Ariel, listen to me. The human world, it's a mess. Life under the sea is better than anything they got up there.
So we're joking around a little bit here, but we are serious. We really want to do this. We are going to do it. It's an absolute for sure happening thing, but we're still trying to solidify it. So you can really help us to make a step forward, to make a decision. Is it land-based? Is it, you know, on a boat? Are we going on a boat? Is it like a Disney cruise or something?
No, man, Disney cruise, what?
Yeah, that would be cool, right?
That would be awesome.
Oh, boy, RTP. But yeah, so rtp.link/land/rtp.link/ocean. And we'll look at the votes and we'll make our decision based on that. So definitely go visit those links and let us know, because it's going to help us take the next step. No promises, but we're definitely hoping before the end of this year we can make something happen, maybe in the fall. That is our unforsure goal right now. So help us make a choice. I literally almost just ended the show, and then the guys reminded me that there was something else I wanted to bring up that we all wanted to bring up, and that is that we are working on the RTP Academy. We do a lot of talking in Clubhouse, a lot of the time around the same kinds of things, right? Like, how do you monetize? How do you grow? How do you do good SEO for your show? How do you set up your Rodecaster? What kind of gear do you need? How do you get started? All these questions are questions that we're answering every day on Clubhouse, and we're happy to do that. That's why we're there. We love doing it. But we've decided we're going to formalize some of that stuff into courses that we can actually make available on our website, learn.realtalkpodcasting.com. Now, if you go there right now, you'll see a way to log in, but you can't log in yet because we haven't launched anything. So keep your eyes and ears and Twitter feeds and such open for more news about that. It will be coming soon. Thanks, you guys, for reminding me to talk about that. Pedro is going to be teaching something on how to set up your gear for live stream. Roman's going to be teaching an SEO 101 course and maybe even a 102 course and maybe even a 605 course, because this dude knows a lot. And I'm going to be teaching on, of course, monetization, which is really my strength in engineering and editing. So watch for those things before too soon. I'm in the middle of relocating to Colorado, as some of you know, so it's not going to be like next week or anything, but it's coming, and we think you're all going to really love it. Roman is super pumped to be teaching SEO because he cries every time he sees a poorly done website. And now he's going to be able to change the world in a way that matters to him.
Something like that. I don't know if it's that serious. I may, you know, have an internal tear go down. But yeah, there's a lot of people in terms of misunderstanding about SEO. especially on Clubhouse, you know, so-and-so, you know, I'm doing all this stuff on Pinterest and SEOing everything. What are you talking about right now? And other just random statements like that, you know, I'm doing so, you know, I'm SEOing my guest interviews. No, you're not. It's benefiting your SEO in terms of offsite. But so, yeah, there's a lot of misconceptions, a lot of things that people only focus on, you know, content, but not link building. And in terms of, you know, the technical build of the site, one versus the other, not all. Most people don't necessarily know there's 200 to 300 ranking factors that go into, you know, where you're positioned in search engines. So yeah, maybe kind of squashing some myths and, you know, teaching a few people to be on the first page for whatever they're doing.
And Pedro just loves seeing a well set up live stream. So that's what he's going to be teaching.
Oh yeah. In an imperfect space. Green screens, cameras, tripods, everything.
You guys can't see it right now, but Pedro mentioned previously that he had the web around green screen. I think it was like in episode 5. And you have it right now, and it looks pretty cool. It's like you're sitting on an alien throne of some kind. This big thing behind you, like you're peacocking. That's kind of what it looks like. But it seems like it'd be super effective.
It is in the hotel room, I tell you that.
And I think that's all we've got for you today. So remember, help us make a decision about the RTP shindig. Go to rtp.link/land or rtp.link/ocean and help us make a decision about which one of these we should be exploring more seriously as we move forward to making that a reality. Thanks so much for listening this week, and we'll see you next time. Later, guys.
Adios.
Until next time, dupubacinya.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Talk Podcasting. The three of us appreciate you being here and hope to see you back again next week. Our music is licensed through artlist.io and features the artist Kick Tracks. Real Talk Podcasting is a production of Plosive Monster Media and is made possible by you, our listeners. If you have questions, suggestions, or press inquiries, or would like to appear as a guest on our show, please send an email to admin@plosivemonster.com.